so I'm going to talk about this while my emotions are still raw. And this is not something I used to do, but I think nowadays I'm just realizing, you know, it's okay to complain. It's okay to react to life. It's okay to vent and rant sometimes, as long as you come back to that place of understanding or realizing, like, everything's going to be okay, something's going to come up, it's all going to work out, an opportunity will show up. If you believe that, it has to happen, right? But in the meantime, I'm just like, this is bullshit. And so that's why I thought I'm going to share while I'm still raw, because I know that's going to be more relatable than me waiting for later to collect my head and really think about what I'm saying. So, you know, I've been staying with this lady now for about 6 weeks in her basement, and it's been fine. Like, I stayed with her last year too, so, like, obviously that generosity has been super appreciated, and I've communicated that to her, and I'm paying rent, right, pretty normal rates to stay there as well, so it's not like there's no benefit in it for her. But she came down and told me today that, like, I got 2 weeks to stay there, and, you know, it's not like I was going to stay there forever, and I knew I'd have to move on and find something else. And at the same time, it's like, could you give me more than 2 weeks to figure out where I might be going? It's September. You know, we're almost in October here. I think October starts tomorrow or Monday, but Vancouver is absolutely nuts. The rental market, the house market in general, is just absolutely insane. So in September, it's like people have just settled in and there is nothing. Like, I mean, yeah, I guess you can find the occasional apartment for a bajillion bucks or whatever, but what in the world? Like, why would you think that there's still something out there right now? Like, I need till after December, probably, the way things have been filling up this year, to have any chance of finding anything that's within my price range. And I wouldn't even say price range, like what I think is reasonable for the price. Some people might be okay renting a closet for $2,000 and a police check, and I'm not willing to do that, right? Like, you're gonna have to do a little bit better than that for me. I understand it's maybe not a buyer's market as much as it is a renter's market, but give me something here, please. And so, yeah, I mean, the message is delivered and I gotta be out of there. Now, of course, I can take responsibility for the part that I played in this whole thing, which is that I agreed to stay there in the first place. Could I have explored other options before staying at her place? Yes. Could I have maybe communicated some things about my life and what I'm up to and the things that are going on in my life before staying there? Yes. And so, I mean, there hasn't been a lot of communication, and I can take responsibility for that part. But I don't know. I think she just wants to be buddy-buddy or something like that. She has a whole world going on that I don't know anything about. And I have a whole world that she knows nothing about. And no part of that's been communicated. So it's kind of one of those things where it's a two-way street, right? There's no power in thinking of it in terms of a two-way street. But neither of us have taken many steps to, like, really interact and communicate with each other on this whole matter. And even though she kind of said, like, this whole space is yours, like, sometimes I don't really feel like it is. So, whatever the case, like, it's not the place to be, and I know it's going to work out for me, but the whole situation is just stupid. Like, if she wanted me out by second week of October to begin with, then why not just tell me that so I can make adjustments or I can make plans in advance? Now I've got 2 weeks to try to figure something out. It's just nuts.
Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewweeb.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.